UK is getting worse. The document was returned with his place of birth, Israel, scribbled out. The newborn's dad is now calling on the government to sack the person responsible.
I don't think my five-month-old baby did anything wrong to anybody. Maybe just woke me up at night, but nothing more than that. I felt horrendous.
Home Office has launched an investigation. The mother of Nottingham attack victim Barnaby Webber says she burst into tears when she found out his killer's sentence is being reviewed. The hospital order handed to Valdo Kalokane has been referred to the Court of Appeal over concerns it's too lenient. Police looking for the man suspected of throwing a corrosive substance over a mother and her two children in South London believe they found his body. Detectives think Abdul Azidi jumped into the River Thames following the attack in Clapham last month. Specialist teams have been scouring the water for his Met Police Commander John Saville.
It's not been obvious to do an easy visual identification or indeed get immediate fingerprints. However, with the very distinctive clothing and the property that we found on the body, we are able to strongly believe that this is Abdul Azidi.
The Body Shop's closing nearly half of its stores, with the first seven shutting their doors today. The cosmetics retailer collapsed into administration last week. A major ransomware site that's carried out cyber attacks on NHS hospitals and Royal Mail has been taken down in an international police sting. Lockbit has been described as the most prolific crime gang of its kind. And not one, but four biopics are to be made about the Beatles. Oscar-winning director Sir Sam Mendes says he's honoured to be telling the story. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will be mostly dry, but it will thicken later on with spells of heavy rain moving in from around the early hours. It's going to be staying breezy throughout, though. Now, on Wednesday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with spells of heavy and persistent rain in the morning and in the early afternoon. It will be turning drier in the afternoon with some bright spells later on. It's going to be windy, but with highs of 12.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation.
conversation. JXL Radio Edit Remix. Welcome back to Drive. Yes, our last hour on this Tuesday, the 20th of February. Now, if it's your birthday, hope you're smashing it out of the park and having a brilliant one. Or if you're chilling out and just enjoying yourself, not doing anything, hope whatever you're doing, you are enjoying yourself. Now, I hope also that Robin Fenty, a.k.a. Rihanna, although that is her middle name, Rihanna, so that's okay. She was born this day in 1988. Now, this next track became the longest-running UK number one of the 21st century.
No thumbs to get out to the
green door. I do love a green door. You know, like the bottle green doors. I've never had one of those. I've still got time, I think. My one's black at the moment. But I do like black as well. I don't know. I can't believe that it is 5:15 here on Tuesday, the 20th of February, in the Brentwood studio. And I'm talking to you about the colour of my door. But there you go. Now, we've got the adverts coming up straight after that. We are going to have a cracker from the Jay Gales Band.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leyalina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal sector, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory of
And I'm going to let you know what the Shake It Off record of today is. We're going back to 1980, Kelly Marie with Feels Like I'm In Love. Yeah, that's coming up. As soon as you hear Taylor Swift, then you know the next track is Kelly Marie. And we do dance like there's nobody watching. If we're driving, obviously we don't dance, but we can sing along and enjoy ourselves. Now, 1975 with Chocolate. Rodrigo is 21 today, and she actually started out with loads of lead roles back High School Musical, loads of stuff. I love her as a singer-songwriter. This is Bad Idea, right?
Bad idea, right? idea, right? Sing it tonight. Bad idea, right? Sing it tonight. Whatever, it's fine. Two is bad. Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends it was asleep, but I never said where or in his jeans. I'm in your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door. And I'm sure I'm much hotter than that, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh, can't even back up.
FM travel news.
That's closed. It's not closed, but it is very slow. M25 anti-clockwise coming back into Essex. Not helped by the earlier incident on the congestion is now back to the Junction 3 on the M20. Braintree A131 southbound slow moving traffic between Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout. A13 eastbound slow traffic between Stanford Lee Hope and Five Bells Interchange. A12 northbound, there's slow traffic between Junction 16 that's Gallywood and Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. A120 eastbound, it is slow approaching the M11 at Junction 8. Up in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge Road. Also slow traffic on Baddow Road towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Also slow on Chelmer Road between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy roundabout. Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalen Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Normal traffic coming out of London into so nothing to shout about there. Heading over to the Tube for you, there is minor delay still on the Central Line due to a shortage of train. Minor delays on the City Line also due to cancellations. Trains not stopping on the Metropolitan Line. At southbound, this is at Preston Park and Northwick Park. Underground station closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Heathrow's Terminal 1, 2 and 3. There's minor delays now as well on the Victoria Line and minor delays on the Elizabeth Line in Harlington and Reading. That's it from the travel updates from me. always do. Kelly Marie feels like I'm in love. It's still kind of a scary track, even though it was 1980, I know. Right, now, we are still going back to the 80s, actually. Human League with Love Action. I've only just realised, I don't know if you realise this as well, actually in brackets, I Believe in Love. Did you know that's part of the title? Because I didn't until literally just now. Coming up after that as well, we are going to have this week's Drive Track of the Week. Scotty, bass and vocals, Hattie guitar, loader and drums. Yes, the new EP is out, Born to be Average, and the EP actually is anything but what the title leads you to actually believe. Now, the 90s influence of this band, along with loads of other genres, already supported like likes of Lauryn Hibbard last year, sold out their headline venues as well. And this new EP they've got dropped a couple of tracks ahead of the release, giving us a kind of indication that there's a slight new era for this trio. I was lucky enough actually as well, if you listened back on Mix It Up, back in September 22. Yes, had an interview with the girls then. Talked about role models, warm beers and Johnny Depp as well. But as I say, the EP dropped just literally on the 16th. And they actually said it's the first time they were able to get all the EP recorded at once, rather than having all long breaks in between the tracks, like they did with their previous EP, which again was brilliant as well. The World Ended in 2012, that was called. Anyway, so I wasn't sure which song to pick out. She got MIA, Born to Be Average, Happy on Mars, Suburbs, Blow Me Out of the Water as well. They're all really good tracks. I'll be playing some of them as well throughout the rest of the week. But our track of the week on drive, I should say, is Car Park with Born to Be Average. They certainly are. That was Car Park with Born to Be Average. It's from their new EP as well, so I'll be playing some more of those out. But that is our drive track of the week, so I'll be going to be playing that every single day for you. So yes, if you want to catch up with them as well, it's Car Park Band. You can find them everywhere on socials. Now, there's another one, a brand new one, I should say. This is from our A-list. This is Oh Hi with Crowded House.
Visions of a new dawn. that's what I came for.
On a Tuesday evening for Synth City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. in Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew, wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Now, Rob Harvey's Synth City, as he said and promised, he will be here at 8 p.m. But our Ben Simmons, no, he's not changed his promo, because he is now at 10 p.m. every night. Oh, well, not every night, 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night, I should say. So Ben will be here from 10 p.m. and not 6 p.m. So, yes, still an unpredictable show, loads of crazy themes. And, of course, you can always have interactivity via his Facebook page as well. So Ben Simmons is here today, but a little bit later, his regular slot is 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night, not 6 p.m. So now we've got that cleared up, we're going to have the ads, and then after that, we're going to have Pink with So What.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us. We are Brentwood, your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
fight. Na 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 na. He's gonna start a fight. Na 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 na. We're all gonna get in a fight. So
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
There's a comedy night for Friday the 1st of March at Billericay Town FC at the New Lodge at Bluntswall Road in Billericay. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis and Prakash Jajardhan, hosted by Mad Adlington, and the showtime is at 8pm. Tickets for 15. For more details, well, it's easier to come to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the events page and it'll be right there in front of you. Friday the 1st of March, the comedy night at Billericay Town FC.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cockrell Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
We're fast approaching the end of the show, so let's have another listen to Guess the Intro. That rhymes as well. What's going on today?
Guess the Intro.
your place. I always read the room a little too late. Was never perfect in the space that we made. Wish my phone would ring and it would be you saying, we're okay, we'll be okay. Tell me we'll be okay, we'll be okay. Tell me we'll be okay, we'll be okay. Tell me we'll be okay, we'll be okay.
With okay, yes, the full hair of Sam Ryder, I should say, as well. Every time I picture him, I always just think of his long blonde hair. Perhaps I'm jealous, I'm not sure. Anyway, tomorrow show, we have got Keith Woodcock coming along from talking about Brentwood Access Group and everything they do around Brentwood. It's amazing. I can't wait to have Keith, he does so much. And coming up on Thursday, of course, we've got Michelle Spencer, our mindfulness and well-being coach here on Drive. And on Friday, it's a busy, busy, busy one. Going to be talking to Emma Marnes and Steve Linton. And Linton obviously talks about Brentwood Town FC 3G project. I can't wait to talk to him about that. It's been a whole month. I can't believe it already. And Emma Marnes is coming back onto the show, local author and Essex girl. Again, just catching up to see what she's up to as well. So all that is coming up this week, but I'm going to leave you with the guest, the intro for today, which is Cat Goo Goo and Too Shy. Thank you for all your requests and for keeping me company. Come back and join me tomorrow. We'll have a little bit more fun. Have a brilliant night, no matter what you're doing. Bye.